Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom, it's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's a great pleasure to have with us, as we do each week, our friend and colleague Kevin Freeman, a man whose acumen about matters involving particularly economic warfare is unsurpassed, in my judgment, at least in our country at the moment, and I think probably on the planet for that matter as well. He is the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. You can find Kevin's writings at globaleconomicwarfare.com. He is also going to be starring shortly in a program offered by the Blaze television network each week entitled Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. I couldn't be more excited about that and to have him back. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Kevin, you've been writing about an issue now for some time involving Chinese economic warfare in the context of warnings that the United States might be precipitating a trade war with China. You've observed that, well, actually, we're already in one. Would you talk about the nature of that war as you see it at the moment and what the Trump administration is doing, if anything, materially to respond?
Well, it's just a simple fact. We've been in a trade war, or actually in a broader sense, an economic war with China since at least 1999, when they wrote, when the People's Liberation Army published a book titled Unrestricted Warfare. I mean, it basically outlined, we don't want to get into a direct shooting conflict with the United States, but we can undermine them and we can literally overtake them if we use these following policies, trade being a big part of it. So we're already in an economic war. We've been for some time. What's interesting, though, is that when President Trump talks about the idea of stopping Chinese infiltration and theft of our intellectual property, all of a sudden they say, oh, he's threatening a trade war. Wait a minute. They've been stealing us blind, probably to the tune of $300 billion more per year. Our economy is substantially smaller because of how China has operated. And so when President Trump says we're going to investigate this, all of a sudden there's calls, oh no, he's calling for a trade war.
You've also warned, Kevin, that in addition to predatory trade practices, whereby, for example, if American companies, say Apple, want to do business in China, they have to turn over the seed corn of their intellectual property, of their technology. But there's also another problem, which you've identified at globaleconomicwarfare.com, and that is the Chinese buying up companies here in this country, notably in Silicon Valley, but elsewhere as well, and simply taking full ownership of their technology and thereby, you know, further eroding our competitiveness. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Well, sure. And just to give you an idea, I visited Shenzhen, one of the television manufacturing companies, original equipment manufacturers, as an investment manager, and back in 1999, and their flat panel display TVs were a big deal then. They weren't really prominent, and Americans had invented them, and the Chinese were developing, producing them, either components or in whole. And what happened was they told us flat out, as soon as we've mastered this, we will be producing our own, and they'll be better than any American or European televisions because we'll integrate the best of both worlds. Well, that's complete theft. That's an example. Another example is Apple comes in. You mentioned it. Apple comes in and says, we want to sell in your large and growing market. And China says, sure, you show us exactly how secure your devices are by telling us exactly how they work. That's an opportunity to steal the intellectual property.
As well as to exploit the vulnerabilities in those security systems for intelligence and other purposes.
Great point. Exactly right. And as you mentioned, in Silicon Valley, they're taking money that we gave them in the IPO, the initial public offering of Alibaba, and they have then been using that cash to buy up American companies, which normally would be fine except for the fact that the American owner of shares of Alibaba has nothing other than a piece of paper. He has no protections, no investor rights, no anything. They just essentially got our money, and if they're kind enough to us, they will give us a piece of it back.
And in addition to that, the other problem, of course, is we've talked about going back to the arguments against that transaction in the first place, Kevin Freeman, was the Alibaba operation is very much part of the Chinese Communist Party, People's Liberation, operation. And it will, in fact, mean that these technologies are migrating into the hands of people who wish us ill.
A perfect example, Huawei Technologies, which is founded by a former PLA member, has now integrated a lot of the best technologies from around the world and now has become the top smartphone, which means that there's a backdoor for the Chinese military to watch, monitor, whatever. Those kind of components are no longer allowed in the Pentagon.
Kevin, another piece of economic warfare that worries me particularly is the likelihood that the Chinese will use their monopoly of rare earth minerals to penalize us if we, in fact, start waging economic warfare back at them. How serious a problem do you think that represents, and what can be done to mitigate it?
Well, that's not just conjecture that's, among the elite national security people like yourself. It is something that was actually, John Moody wrote a Fox News opinion piece on this yesterday, Trump's game of chicken. Yeah. So it's absolute that they have control of the rare earth minerals. It's part of their strategy. They took control by discouraging other countries from developing them, buying up mines wherever they could. These are really rare minerals that are necessary to make all sorts of things, from lithium batteries to the chips that we used. We're dependent on them, and China has successfully created a monopoly of them. And if they want to fight back, all they have to do is look at what OPEC did in the 1970s and realize this is a potent economic weapon.
Yeah, well, worse than that, as you know, Kevin Freeman, they have actually used this weapon against the Japanese when they found themselves cross with them some years ago. It's a potent weapon, and it's one that they have wielded. So I think you're absolutely right. Going back to the 1999 blueprint, expect these kinds of warfare operations from the Chinese in the future. Let me ask you about one other piece of the North Korean threat. We've been talking about it throughout the program, Kevin. I'd be interested in your analysis of the electromagnetic pulse dimension of that threat. Is it real? If so, how seriously should we be about the business of protecting ourselves against it?
Well, I'm by no means an electrical engineer or physicist, but I have studied this in detail. I put it included in my book, Game Plan. I've looked at it. This is an absolutely genuine threat. We know that power grids are susceptible to large surges of energy, whether they come from a coronal mass ejection. The sun sends out a solar flare, and that energy wipes out a power grid. We've seen that happen. Or we know it from the experiments that they had, nuclear high-altitude nuclear testing they did in the Pacific, where they were wiping out power grids and islands below them. It's absolutely a threat. It's real. We have means to mitigate it, but we haven't shown the political will to do so. And the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans have all at various points mentioned that that's a vulnerability we have that they're aware of. And now with a miniaturized nuclear weapon and missile capabilities, ICBM capabilities that the North Koreans have, they've created and developed a perfect EMP weapon, and we should be mitigating against it, but we're not.
Yeah, urgently needed corrective action, both at the federal level and I think in places like your home state of Texas. I wish we had more to show for the efforts we've been making with the Secure the Grid Coalition to that end, but we appreciate your clarion calls on this and look forward to your help in bringing it to the attention of a larger audience, Kevin Freeman, through your new television program at the Blaze TV, Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. Come back to us next week, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time today. God bless you. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.